A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, October 17th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Liberation War icon and the former governor of Midlands Province, Cephas Musipa, who died today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the death of Cephas Musipa.
Mr. Musipa, who died early this morning, was born on 7th July 1931 in Shabani. The late Musipa played a critical role towards ending the Kukurawundi massacres, which claimed thousands of civilian lives in the 1980s in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces.
Musipa quit active politics a few years ago, and in his last days, he has been urging President Robert Mugabe to step down and also to appoint a successor.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on all the VOA Facebook pages.
Onguka ama wadiwa nasi tinoti tige tichitaura nezve rufu rwa vaCephas Musipa avaiva nengo yepolitibiro yeZANU-PF uye vainge varivo governor wedunhu reMidlands. VaMusipa munhu aifarirwa zvakanyanya nevanhu vakawanda munyika, kwete kungoti nekuti munhu wafa wanaka. Asi vairumbidzwa nevanhu nemabasa avo, uye nyaya yekuti vakati ini ndakura ndakumboenda kunozorora ndakumbosiyana nezvinhu zvepolitics, asi vangavariwo munhu aitaura chokwadi pane zvese zviri kutaurwa nevanhu vaivaziva Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke lamhla zuru kandaba sixoka ngodaba oluzwisa ubuhlungu sibili ebantwini abanengi eZimbabwe. Lokho ke yikubhubha kwamnumzana uCephas Musipa, yena odlule lamhlanje ekuseni. Uthe edlula ngesikhathi leso sizokuthola lo mzukulu wakhe uLloyd Musipa Jr. laye udlule ekuseni kona ngale University of Zimbabwe. Sizakala njalo ke Blessing, siyakhumbula ukuthi lalo wayekuzandla umnumzana uMbuzi laye kasekho. So zulukandaba sibili lamhla lilanga elingani liyasinda kakhulu. Siyakwazi ke ukuthi ke umnumzana uMsipha walwa impi yenkululeko. Abaningi bayamazi sibili kakhulu. Njalo uthe seqedile lokho wayesenkabazwe engusiba lukhulu. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lingathini ngokubhubha kukamnumzana ke uMsipha. Abantu bathi ke wayendoda emadodeni, kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Onguka mawandiwa sezviri kutaurwa naGibbs, vaZimbabwe iri kuchemawo kushaya kwaDr Retired Colonel Kudzai Mbudzi, avakashayawo muHarare kuchipatara cheWest End, vari kutarisira kunge vachiradzikwa mangwana kumasvingo. Of course, the later retired Colonel Mbudzi Gibbs was the Zandla political commissar during the Liberation War. He was also a much beloved character in Mashingo. Also, like the late Musipa, he was a no-nonsense character. And he was known for talking truth to power. He did not mince his words.
And these two gentlemen have actually been calling for President Mugabe to step down. They were saying, you know, he has done his duty and it's time for him to step aside. And, you know, the painful aspect is that Musipa's nephew actually passed away today.
Indeed.
Very sad.
Of course, that's the grandson, actually. Yes, he was just found dead in his hostel at a university. And details are still sketchy. I think the investigations are still underway, but that's a double tragedy for the Musipa family. And who is this Musipa that we are talking about? Of course, Sifas George Musipa was born at Shabani in July 1931. He was one of 10 children of a peasant farmer who, in order to educate his large family, used to buy chickens in the tribal trust lands and sell them in Shabani. And when Musipa was young, Benjamin Burombo used to come and stay with his father, and the child idolized this enormous man who was prepared to work unceasingly for the good of the people. I think many remember Benjamin Burombo. You know, he was an active politician during his time and was instrumental in launching this resistance against white colonial rule. And Musipa was educated at Siboza School from 1941 to 1943. He then went to Dadaya Mission, where he was taught for a time by the Reverend Dabaningi Stole. He left school in 1949, but returned to Dadaya in 1951 to train as a primary school teacher. And during 1953 to 54, he studied privately for his matriculation exemption certificate. He was also to teach in Shabani and Kwekwe. And during his time as a teacher, he became increasingly interested in political affairs, Gibbs. So yes, you can see the formative years there of the late Musipa.
Yes, we've put our first guest, and that is Mr. Vunguza Romanyati. Mr. Vunguza Romanyati is a former chief Zipra political commissar. Mr. Nyati, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyati. Please, Mr. Nyati, and once again, our deepest condolences for the passing on of Mr. Musipa. Just tell us about the Musipa that you know.
Well, I first heard of the name Musipa when he was one of the leading members of ZAPU. At that time, I was abroad also. But I understand he was a man so committed to the liberation of his people. But after independence, or before independence, I met him in London during the Lancaster House Constitutional Conference, just briefly, because I was an economic advisor to ZAPU. But really, to know, he came home after independence. Well, I regularly met him, just chatting, but really not in chatting very deeply, knowing what kind of man he was. Then I started working with him in 1996. I established with him the Department of Indigenization in the Office of the President and Cabinet. I was his director. Then I discovered he was quite a good man, a man of justice. He has a strong feeling, he had a strong feeling against poverty. He told me that he belonged to a family which was poor. So talking to poverty, that he actually, to him, is something that he experienced, not something that he heard about it. So it was important that we had to develop a policy of indigenization and try to see the focus of it. Maybe you have heard about this policy.
Yes.
Yeah. So we sat down. Then I said also, because I found that was many that I could agree with, I said, now look, Comrade Musipa, in order that this policy is accepted both by the Africans and the whites, let us focus on the poverty eradication, as the main focus of the policy. We agreed. We worked on that, made some preparations to develop the policy. And in 1898, in February, the policy was published. He was not only a man who was interested in talking, but also because he had some experience through his work with various companies or organizations. He had some experience how the companies work. Mm-hmm. Say to me, now look, in order to get this policy accepted, it should not actually be a policy which will antagonize the African people with the whites in the country. But to understand that as long as one section of the society is poor, there will be conflict in the country. So it is important that the whites who are actually in businesses, we have the head to be encouraged to work together with the Africans who are interested in business activities, that they should actually form joint ventures so that they teach the Africans the skill of running businesses. So we focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I also discovered, talking to him, that actually particularly his policy, his activities in politics while I was abroad, and also he was in the country, that he was one of those who were instrumental in the formation of the African National Council, which and in fact he did approach Mzorewa to form that council. In that group, he was with Chinamano, Edson Zobo, Edson Stole, and Michael Mawema. And mm-hmm. also, I think Jirilo was ill. So I think not only that, and also when actually we came to the question of bringing Zapu and Zan together in order to stop the massacre of the people in the Midlands and Matabeleland, he played a role in trying to convince the Zapu leadership and the Zan leadership that the best thing that is they work together and bring the country to peace. So in peace, I would say he was a man of peace, a man of justice, and a man who had a strong feeling against poverty. Hmm. This is how I knew him. Hmm. A fair man who played his game of politics very fairly.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyati. Please do stay on the line. We just want to quickly welcome our second guest. That is Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. He's an analyst. He tends to lean towards ZANU-PF, of course. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening, Studio 7.
Thank you so much. You heard there what Mr. Vunguza Roma Nyati said about the late Cephas Musipa. Of course, you stay in the Midlands province. What can you tell us about Mr. Musipa the man?
Of course, he was a political, you know, father figure in the Midlands province. Remember, he was also a nationalist. You know, taking into consideration his age when he passed on, you know, it tells Zimbabwe that he was a nationalist. And, of course, he contributed a lot. Besides that, remember, he was also a teacher. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot which he contributed, you know, in the academic field, in the political field and also in the administration of politics within the country.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yes, wewe baba nyati ungathi nxa usukhumbula ke ubaba umsipha ungathi ungamkhumbula khona kakhulu ngakho kungaba kuyini?
Into engamkhumbula khona kakhulu ukubana umuntu very strong in promoting in general but specifically in terms of human rights, peace.
Mm-hmm.
He promoted human rights in general, but specifically he actually zeroed on peace and eradication of poverty.
Singathi konke konoku lati lisempini wayekutshengisela yini ukuthi kumele kunqabelwe?
Hayi, azame la esempini mina.
Yeah.
Mina ngasuka lapha ngo-61.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 6 years in Ukraine, Kyiv.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about him when I came back. And so when I came back, then I said, now let me know some members because you remain forming Zapu during my absence, who are leading. Then I was helped mostly by Jason and Sulundiga telling me where other members. It's when I started knowing about him.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khona lapho ungayikatshana baba Nyati.
And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the death of former Midlands Governor Cephas Musipa. To dzoka kwa muri vachirumanzi, zvii zvingadzidzwa nevechidiki paupenyu kwete wa Musipa chete asi kune vamwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko?
Chandinganyanya kutaura nezvamadhira vatisiya vandechekuti icho pakutanga pachirongo ndambotaura kuti vanga vari nationalist, vanga vari munhu vanotarisira kusununguka kwejekerere romuZimbabwe newese wese. Ndino varipo ava mapoliticians amazuva anava vamapoliticians vechimbimbi ndoga anopinda mupolitics achizvifungira dumbu rake, achizvifungira mhuri yake. Handizvozvo zvakamirira vamusipa. Vamusipa vane mbiri yavo inozikamwa kumidness kuti munhu anga achida kuti nyika ino ibudirire zvachose chose, bekuzi munhu ndoumwe wavamwe vakarwadziwa vakanyatsokuona kuti chainzi murungu zvinomboreva chii, chinombodzi democracy zvinomboreva chii, chinonzi colonialism zvinomboreva chii, chinonzi imperialism zvinoreva chii. Kweezi varipo vazhinji vamwe vacho havazvizivi. Ndosaka maizoona vanhu vakaita sanaMDC vaiti kana nyika yacho nditi makaisunungura idzorerei tinoidzukunura voices, zvinongoratidza kuti ipfungwa shomaneni. Zvokuti ndo zvimwe zvaitotsamwisa ivava vamusipa varitorwa nezvakuti kuvanava vamboita sei, kuvaverengi here ngano, havazivi here kwatakabva nepatiri nekwatiri kuenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru vachirumanzu. Gibbs.
Ngasembuya kuwe futi baba Nyati, uti baba Musipa waifuna kuti abone kuti ilizwe lilabantu abangatupeki kakhulu. So nxa sikhangela ngakhonoku kwepoverty lokhu ubona ngazani ayekufisa wakwenza yini? Nxa ngazange akwenze kwenziwa kuyini ukuthi angakwenzi konke lokho?
Ngathi mina le nto ayifisa ayiphumelelanga. Ayiphumelelanga ngoba ama-policies ayafakwe phansi awe-indigenization were not followed. I'll give an example.
Mm-hmm.
We actually looked into the question of land. Such a thing, a farmer inye la inye kumele sithole ifama eyodwa. And into le futhi ihambe kakuhle kungazaba lomsindo. Ubana umthenga kayi kufama kuyamele aye esikolo ayefunda. Hathi asiqethi ukufunda kuthiwe uyabona ke mina umzana Smith ulabomafama amathathu sesizathatha eyodwa sinika umuntu lo ungabe lokhu salulima ezinye kwathi sizakushiya le yodwa kancane ihambe gradually empowering people's knowledge and also creating its facilities lama loans and marketing facilities. But kwasuka kwasophonga ukugijinywa nje unplanned. Now, the economy was resting mostly on agriculture. Not mina, even in such an industry, it was really processing agricultural produce and also supplying agriculture with inputs. Disturbing that completely, that relationship which existed between the industry and manufacturing industry, the whole economy collapsed. And those who actually pushed for that chaos had no means how to control the whole issue. And poverty escalated. Even up to now, it's still escalating. Which I think even in his grave, he'll turn back and say, oh, what a mess. Okay. So the present government, actually, in my view, lacks the skill how to manage economy for the better of everybody. That is my feeling. But some say, no, they are only interested in feeding themselves. But if they are interested in feeding themselves, not putting everything right, they are in danger. See? Because things can't go on like that. So people are not happy in any place about that.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ubaba Nyathi, bamba futhi ecingweni. Sesithathe umlaleli lapha kezinye. Silomnumzana ke uSibasa Chuma oseHarare. Baba Sibasa, unjani baba?
Sikhona linjani lani apho?
Hayi, siphilile kakhulu Golide. Ungathini ngokubhubha kukamsipha?
Ngize ngidabuka kakhulu. Kunokudabuka kakhulu, okubuhlungu kakhulu. Ngizange kudabuka kakhulu, kulahlekelwa kakhulu. Ngoba lo baba lo ngiyakhangela, ubaba lo ubengubaba oqondileyo, obekhonisa into zonke. Especial immigrants but vele ama-provinces lawo kususeka noba wayehla waphuma kulokhuzeno politically khona into zonke zathi zawela phansi bonke abalandelileyo abazange bawudlala umdlalo yokudlala athi kusenza lubaba ubaba lube nenhliziyo kahle kakhulu kazi ulamula into eziningi kakhulu ubengathiwe umuntu kade sihle lutho ubelitsho njengokuba luyile manje njengoba sithatha isithuzo sibukwawabalekela abantu ebathi siyabulawa lilanga uba kulakho into kuneza khona iqiniso akula muntu ozamela abantu njengokumele athi kusenza lubaba ngizayi nokudabuka okukhulu kakhulu kakhulu thina be-Midlands konke madevelopment kodwa ngingatsho nje sisibize lonke athi o isele egcekeni angazi ukuthi sesiya kuya kuphi ingathekele kakhulu kazi sekunokudabuka kakhulu ngikuzwa kathesi nje lokhu sibibile sezothi aphathekile uphathekile kaphathekile uphathekile sesikuzwa kathesi alokovele kakukhulumeki angazi njalo siyakhuluma kulesisuku kodwa kwakhathesi namhla kulokunzima
so nxa nxa ungaxwayisa uhulumente ungathini ngokuthi abe yi-national hero kumbe into enjani
ya umela nje laphana kodwa akangezwa impumelo yakhona kodwa ngokubana angithi ngiyakhangela iqiniso lakhe ukuthi angayizuza indawo ngila qiniso elipheleleyo kwahle laphana ngoba umuntu oveza iqiniso vele isikhathi siningi laphana kangeni la kuyaziwa ngumuntu wonke ngokwavele khuluma iqiniso wathi uba ngumuntu omubi kodwa ngakuyukuthi isibili yito esikhona ngokubona kwamsibili vele uvelwa kwakuthanda buzo kwalwana umuntu ukuthi wanohambe egangeni sithi kathi umuntu onqoswayo waphuma wayamela abantu waphendula wamela abantu uze watshona lokho emela abantu.
Hayi, siyabuza.
Kakhulu kakhulu kanje.
Phosela ukugcina le lakho khonapho ke kolidi.
Oh, kube sesithi ya ukhalele wonke amazimba kweni lalini. Le muli yakomsipha ngokuthiwa ngolu baba kade meli ilizwe lonke umhlaba wonke ilizwe lonke leZimbabwe. Ah, ngithi oh, kanani ngokuthula lo muntu. Ah, sesisebegcekeni ilanga mayiseli yahlaba abantu kahle bafi. Ngina umuntu ozabamela ufanana naye. Hayi, ngiyagcina khonapho.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke Mnumzana Juma, ungadinelwa kusasa ba.
Ya, hayi, ready mbamba la mbe wathi mbona ngingasaba mbeke ngikwazi ukuthi uhamba njani.
Yi, hayi, siyabo silokho sizama ba.
Hayi, kuba senjalo.
Yeah, so thank you so much. That was Mr. Sipasa Juma. He's in Harare. And was saying that the late Msipa was a very good man. He was extremely good at it. And Zimbabwe has lost a gallant son. So he, about the hero status, he says he was too truthful to go to the National Heroes Acre. Meaning, somebody, if somebody is too truthful, you can't get there, you know. Says maybe he's not going to the Heroes Acre.
Of course, I'll wait for that, although I think many agree, Gibbs, that you don't have to be at the Heroes Acre in order to be called
to
a hero.
Yes,
yes. Going back to Mr. Chirumanzu, I think we see that Mr. Msipa had released his book chronicling his life, but we have not seen much of this from other nationalists. What might be the reason? You know, people just narrating that history in their own words.
Ah, but well, remember, I think that is not an issue to debate. You know, for one to come up with a book, well, one might be a prolific writer, or one might want to write a book that's memoirs and so forth. So we would not encourage people to write books if they don't want. Those who are
no, I'm just saying for the for the sake of the country's history, should it be, you know, because most of the history, unfortunately, was written by the former colonialists. And many, I think, in the mold of Msipa, you have the likes of Tekere, they've actually written books. But, you know, the history of the liberation struggle, still, I think, I don't think there's a lot of literature on that. That's where I'm coming from.
No. There is a lot of literature. You know, the only problem we have is we don't have in-depth historians. For example, ZANU-PF has plenty of archives. ZAPU had also plenty of archives. So I think it is up to the historians, those who are schooled in those areas, to do the research and come up with the, you know, the chronicles of the liberation struggle, not necessarily an individual. Remember, you know, with the individual, sometimes it becomes a problem because one would write what one feels the nation needs to know. But if it is, you know, a well-researched, you know, history, I think we'll come up with a proper history.
A challenge there to the academics, Gibbs.
Exactly.
So I think let me go back to Masenyati. Masenyati, here we're talking about, you know, the writing of books by people who were in the liberation struggle. And you're one of them. Are you intending to write a book about people like Msipa and yourself and others like Joshua Nkomo? Are you intending to do that?
Well, I just a few things really in my jotting down. In fact, I've also quoted Sipa's book, what he said. I've also quoted what Kabuko said in what I'm writing.
Interesting.
See, what I'm most interested in is not retelling the history as such. But you see, you need, if you, because my feeling that what we fought for has been hijacked. So what I'm looking at, it is said, right, we're actually aiming to hit that goal. We have missed the goal. Mm-hmm. What has happened? Where have you gone wrong? How can you come back and hit the goal? Because definitely, if anybody, I joined the struggle, I started being a youth of National Democratic Party. Then from there I went to school. I was very clear what we wanted at that point. It was written in the early years what we wanted, but we have not got it. For instance, I'll give you the question of poverty. We never fought for poverty. Poverty is one of the factors which led to the emergence of the liberation struggle, particularly in the rural countries where actually the land had gone to the whites and Africans were left with a few, with less land. I will give you, for instance, an example. I heard about Burombo told by my father mm-hmm. when actually they were disturbing the cattle. Mm-hmm. Are we together?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I think it is telling the history, but also one have to actually discuss issues. How did we go wrong? What made us go wrong? We fought in order to make everybody happy. But the results are that people gradually are becoming suffering all the time.
Maybe can we come in and also maybe help?
See.
You can go ahead, Mr. Chirumanzi. You wanted to say?
I write on this.
Mr. Chirumanzi, maybe let him complete his thought.
Comrade Nyati is saying, mm-hmm. but I think we need to move on. I mean, if he talks of poverty, I mean, even in the United States of America, where you are, you have vagabonds, people sleeping under the bridge, despite that the economy, is so-called booming. So I don't think there is any nation that is going to end poverty. And there are situations that create that. I think Ms. Nyati, I think, would want to agree with me that the current situation we are having is just a question of what he has been fighting for, that is to get land to the black majority. And as a result, there is a punishment for that. I mean, earlier on, you once talked about, for example, we know that quite a number of white farmers, he had 20, 40, 50, farms against, the black population, which was, shifted to areas like Bite Bridge, where you find that the tallest tree could be even 50 centimeters. But now, by then, or maybe the time when he was waging the liberation struggle, we had a few blacks who were educated. And today, Zimbabwe is now renowned as one of the African, country with the highest, literacy rate. So I think that is a plus for a black government. So if he says, look, what he fought for has not yet been achieved, I mean, at what percentage or... at what degree is he saying these things? I think let's give credit where it is due. We are discussing about what Comrade Msipa did. That is what he fought for. And I would want to believe that us as youngsters, we can see the benefits. Because right now you find that the economy of Zimbabwe is now slowly, being managed by blacks. Whereas during the time of Comrade Nyati, it wasn't that. You look at the places, if he stays in Blawai, places like Kumalo, it was only white area. Places like Sabab, it was only white area. But now we have got blacks in those areas. So I think it is an achievement. So our rank in terms of station of life, I think it is going up.
But Mr. Chirumanzi, you were comparing America and Zimbabwe. Is that not oranges and comparing oranges and apples? I mean, unemployment in Zimbabwe is close to 90%, and in America it's 5%. And when you talk about the land, the land was taken from the whites, who constituted about 20% of the population at the time. And unfortunately, the redistribution, you see that there are ministers and there are plenty of examples. We have 10 farms. So what's the difference? It's because owned by the blacks?
The difference is there. In any society, like in America, for example, you've got billionaires, billionaires, an individual who is called a multi-billionaire. And you've got also an American who is penniless. So that is the situation.
So but I think
any government or any institution or any
wrong
would do...
Okay, Mr. Chirumanzi.
To rectify to correct that. This is why you find that in America, you know, the tax guys are always after the guys who are making money. So that is the situation. So they'll be trying to distribute that wealth, you know, or to reduce the gap between the rich and the poor.
Okay, Mr. Chirumanzi, let Mr. Nyati...
That is going to be corrected.
Let Mr. Nyati have his say, and then Gibbs can bring in our caller. Mr. Nyati?
Okay. Fight. About 76% of people, particularly areas, they are swimming in poverty. We have about 96% unemployment.
Yeah, but there is a reason for that.
No. We must be very fair.
What are the
causes? This country was actually the basket of Southern Africa.
Yeah, but then what are the causes for that in unemployment?
No, we have nothing in the... We have no food. We're importing food.
Fine,
we
but
use not import food. We're importing food. We use not import food. We're only importing manufactured goods.
Mr. Chirumanzu,
for us to import food.
Mr. Chirumanzu, let him complete his thought. He gave you the opportunity.
These are the facts. We used to have enough consumer goods, particularly those derived from agricultural produce. What do you
but you know what, Studio 7, you know, I cannot let someone continue saying something which I would want to add you.
No, but when you were talking, Mr. Chirumanzu,
by consumer goods,
he did not interrupt you. Let him complete his thought and then we'll still come back to you. Not a problem.
Ah, okay.
Let's give him the time.
You see, what I was saying, people are starving now. We used to produce enough food and raw materials like cotton and other agricultural produce for processing. We don't have that now. They say that we have mismanaged agriculture, whose impact I said long ago had a negative impact on the manufacturing industry, which was agro-based. That threw people no employment. No employment means no cash. No cash means poverty. Straightforward like that. So I don't know why he's arguing that it is something we have done better. Yes, you can actually have a house in Kumalo, Benside. But the fact is, if we go deeper, we'll find that those people aren't even able to pay their mortgages because they're unemployed. I think let's be very honest. If we want to solve these problems, let's face the reality, sit down, discuss, and find out strategies to put this country on a strong economic footing so that our people can be happy. We fought for everybody to be happy and to be fed, not a few individuals.
Thank you very much.
That must be understood. Not few individuals.
Yes.
The majority are poor. It's only a few, the elite here and there. That is my position.
Thank you very much.
I'll argue all the time on this line, as in sympathy.
Yeah, Gibbs, we also have Mr. Effort Nkomo.
Yes. We also have Mr. Effort Nkomo, who is a ZANU-PF activist. Hey, Baba Nkomo, unawachona jani?
Sithole
kakhulu. So ngamafitshane ke ungathi ke ubaba umsipha ungathi ngaye lebandla lithini ukuthi limnike iro status kathi ungakazwa lutho.
Bengezwa lutho ngokuthi bamnikani, kodwa engikuchoyo ukuthi silahlekelwe ngomunye wabadala esuke labo khatshana bekuzomba ngazwe, and ngumuntu lakhathesi lanxa ubengasekho active ku-politics ubekwazi ukuxwayisa ngombono wakhe, ngoba i-experience yabantu abadala iyadingeka ekuqondiseni thina abasakhulayo. So ilizwe lilahlekelwe kayiso muzi yakhe yodwa, kasozana u-PF yodwa elahlekileyo, ilizwe lonke lilahlekelwe.
Ye ungambuza uba unkomo i-question sose simcela nje.
Okay, just one more question, Mr. Nkomo. Talking about the death of Mr. Msipa, we also sadly heard that his grandson was also found dead today, I think at a local university in Zimbabwe. What is your take on all this?
You're saying the grandson was what?
He was also found dead today, Lloyd Msipa Jr.
Yes.
Yes.
What happened?
He was just found. I think investigations are still underway, but they've confirmed that he also passed on today.
See, that's a double loss. We feel sorry for the Msipa family.
Thank you so much, Mr. Effort Nkomo.
No, you're always welcome.
Thank you.
Sibonga kakhulu baba Nkomo. So silo mnumzana uJoan Baleni ose Midlands eSlovela. Baba Baleni kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila linjani lina baba?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Yes, cathi nxa ule radio wehlise mbijana ukuthi ingabe isitshaya lapha endlebeni. Sondela futhi katshana baba.
Liyangizwa?
Ye, hayi kathe sisukuzwa kuhle. Ungathini ke ngokubhubha kwababa uMsipha?
Into kabalidanisa kakhulu ukudanisa kwaye ukuthi ubaba uMsipha ube eyindoda ebesaziwe emdodeni. Kalo thina ngapha eSlovela ubaba uMsipha wamvakatshela ngapha ezovula idamu lemthobo eSlovela. Ngabone ngumunye wama-politicians amalutshwana owabhuda phakathi kwabantu ekhuluma labantu ngathi nje ngumuntu ozihambile, kodwa amazwi asifela wona lokucebisa ekwenza abantwana kwakukhanya ukuthi ubaba lo ngubaba. So mina ngimazi ke, mina kangimazi-ke lapho, mina ngimazi sesezambia sengaphandle kwelizwe. Ngoba lapho nje asesithe, kodwa-ke mina mbengiwumtate bezindaba, mbengingasiyo ngibengekho kwezombangazi kakakhuluma nje sasisonke. Msipha ngomunye wabantu abalutshwana kakhulu, abalutshwana ukuthi ngabe nje bake bakwana baba ngu-15 kumbe babangaki, bengama-cabinet ministers bebusa leli lizwe. Ngiyabona ngabe lapho sikhona lamhla sikhathi shuwalusizi kakhulu, sisalusizi nalokuzothiwa uthe sifa lo mzukulu wadelaye ngapha kuthufile kuyadanisa zihlobo ezami, okunye kuyehlula lokuthi umntu angakhuluma kahle.
Ye, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke, valelisa-ke ngamalutshwane khonapho.
Amabinjane kuthi bazilahlekele, asibeni silandela ikulandela ama-politicians anjengabobaba uMsipha. Sibe lathi sizama ukuthi lize leli silifake lime njengokuthiwa elali kwenziwe ngobaba uMsipha. Hhayi, kuyangehlula lokukhuluma ngondodalo, kunzima kakhulu, kunzima hloko zami. Asimini ngenawo ezimbili, siyakhatshana. Badlula uJoshua, badlula uMsika, badlula umzeli, konke ngabantu abadlulayo, kodwa siluke siphakathi kokuzama ukulungisa ilizwe. Ngiyabonga, siluke ukukhuluma.
emsebenzini
umdlalo. Hayi, lati siyabonga kakhulu ke Baleni, ungathinela kusasa khona ngapha esilobela uzabe sikudinga xa ufuna ukungena. Sibongile baba. So that was Mr. John Baleni. He was saying that Mr. Msipa, the late Msipa, was a man of the people, and you know, he says he knows him from Zambia because he was a reporter in Zambia. So he says if there were 15 Msipas in President Mugabe's government, Zimbabwe could be something different today, unlike what it is, you know. Yeah.
Gibbs, I think we are also joined by Opposition MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much.
I hope I find you well.
We are doing fine. Of course, unfortunately, we are mourning the passing on of Mr. Msipa. What is your take on all this, Mr. Gutu?
Look, Mr. Sifas Msipa was a revolutionary icon. I mean, as we've already indicated in the official statement that we issued earlier on this morning, he was a nationalist par excellence. He was one of those rare, you know, revolutionary icons who, right from the outset, from the days of the liberation struggle, as you would know, I think he spent something like 10 or so years in detention, Gonagudzingwa. He was a senior member of ZAPU. He was actually Secretary General of ZAPU, if I remember well. And he was one revolutionary, he was one old man for whom all of us in the MDC had tremendous respect. We fall short of enough words to describe him. He was forthright. He was candid. He was straight-talking. He was honest. And more importantly, he despised all these vices to do with tribalism, regionalism, racism, sexism, corruption. He was just a rare breed of a revolutionary. In fact, the country has lost an icon. An icon will be very, very difficult to replace. I think right to the very last day of his life, Mr. Msipa was fighting for the people. It was never about Sifas Msipa himself. It was about Zimbabwe, selflessness, patriotism, the kind of values, the kind of ethos that all of us would like to emulate, would all want to be a Sifas Msipa. He was a rare breed of a revolutionary, and we salute him. And we pray that may his soul rest in eternal peace. We are happy that, obviously, as I've just gathered a few minutes ago, that he has been declared a national hero. I mean, that was really beyond the debate. It was obvious that if Sifas Msipa is not a national hero, then who is a national hero? So that was a given.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Please do stay on the line.
Gibbs. Yeah, we've got so many messages that have come in here on WhatsApp, Facebook, as well, live streaming and so forth. So one of the messages is Ivela Kuchinia Spanda, Oti Silusizi, Kakulu Ngakudula Mshabeni Ukababa Msipa, Ngako Siti Lala Ngakutula Kawe Lama Kawe, Leo Ke Ivela Ke Kuchinia Simsipa. Kuzo Kuya Ke Emuyumlaize Lo Vela Kukeneti Matuguti, Oti, would Msipa be happy if he was alive in this country, meaning Zimbabwe? So then we've got other messages like, you also ate it. I mean, Kennedy, another message. He says indigenization was a scam by ZANU-PF to line their pockets and their families. So he's talking about, you know, the indigenization program that was crafted by Mr. Nyati and Mr. Msipa. Then we've got so many other messages. So I think the best thing is for us to go back to our case.
Mr. Chirumanzu, you were itching to say something.
Well, in mine, it was in relation to what Comrade Nyati was saying. But, well, it is very difficult for some of us to comment on some of your guests, because I think it is of paramount importance to understand the difficulties we are facing, especially the symptoms or the causes. Then from there, we'll be in a position to comment, I think, wisely and maybe probably professionally. But nevertheless, what Comrade Msipa went through, I think wherever he is, he must be a proud man to say, oh, well, he himself I want to believe he was once in Southern Rhodesia, and then Zimbabwe, Rhodesia. But finally, what he was fighting for, to be a Zimbabwean, he is. And I think it speaks also volumes of what his son is currently doing. I think for those who know what is going on, he's one of the chief executives of a well-established company. That alone shows that what he was fighting for has been materialized. To have, you know, blacks, you know, calling shots in a multinational company.
Baba Nyati?
Mr. Nyati, so how do people remember the late Msipa?
Can you say your question again?
How should people remember the late Msipa?
Ngokubona kwami kuyamele bamkhumbona umuntu owayebalwela efuna ubona baphile kakuhle uze wayakufa elokhu ekhonapho kuleli nyathelo. Kumele abantu bazibona wayengumuntu ofuna kube ne-justice all the time, isithuthu ngathi ukuthi abantu baphile kuhle. I think he, among the crop of politicians, I think he was, we have few of that brand.
So siyakuzwa khona mba kodwa akulokunye ukuthi enxa kube le scholarship fund or human rights fund kumbe something like that ongabasebizweni lika Msipa.
Mina ngokubona kwami kungaba le fund kube into enjenge human rights fund ngoba ya strong, yeah, strong leaning towards that. Because the issue for people to live well is part of the human rights, the adequate standard of living. SIPA stood very firmly on that against poverty. I think a good thing. Now into laying in view. Namazi chane ngati, ngati mina lihambe likhawe lamaqhawe malilale kahle.
Of course, unconfirmed reports that you are also receiving are that Msipa, he has been declared a national hero. And there are also reports that the family is saying, in accordance with his wishes, he shall be buried at the provincial hero's acre in Gweru, where his wife is also buried. Of course, these are still unconfirmed reports. But just briefly, Mr. Gutu, of course, these are reports that you are just receiving about him being declared a national hero. There are controversies about the hero's acre, right?
Yeah, a lot of controversies. You know, I think we've been on record as a party so many times to say, obviously, the whole issue of the partisan declaration of national heroes, partisan, that means it being thoroughly reserved, you know, for ZANU-PF political deliberation, has been speaking out like a sore thumb. And we are saying that national heroes are national heroes. National heroes and national heroines should be exactly that. They should not be partisan heroes. And we, as MDC, have been, from day one, since the formation of the party, advocated, and we still advocate, for the formation of a body that actually is out there specifically to look into all issues to do with establishing the criteria, objective criteria, that is well set out for conferment of hero status on deserving Zimbabweans. And that hero status really should not be a preserve for only ZANU-PF politicians. And more so, hero status should not be a preserve for only politicians. We have several other people who we think, and rightly so, deserve to have been declared national heroes. To mind, people like Jairo Jiri, even Safiri Omadzikatire. We have all those people who, although they were not political persons or politicians, they contributed so significantly to Zimbabwe in their various spheres of endeavor that it is actually the same that a person like Jairus Giri was not accorded national hero status. And we believe that even up to now. There's no harm in actually posthumously declaring Jairus Giri a national hero because he so deserves. So although it has been confirmed, because I was just watching the TV a few minutes ago, I saw acting President Honorable Emmerson Mnangagwa addressing mourners at my young brother Charles' residence here in Helensville, Borodil, confirming that Cephas Mthimba has been declared a national hero. Mm-hmm. For some of us, when I spoke to Charles earlier on this morning, we both agreed that the old man, it was actually going to be an insult for people to sit down to say, should he be declared a hero or not? It was a given that Cephas Mthimba is a national hero. So we want, going forward, actually, to have a situation where we have the confirmation of hero status completely depoliticized. And it should by no means be just like monopolized by ZANU-PF politicians.
Rikati tore vazhou nekurumidza vari kumberengwa vazhou makadii?
Vadiyo.
Aiwa, tiripo vazhou, nhasi tiri kutaura nezvekufa kwaMusipa, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Tiri kutochema zvakanyanya nokushaika kwaMusipa. Kuti manje ndo vanhu vakagwanyika ka. Zvino nomuzukuru wavo bvaenda ari kuchikoro futi. Varume zvakaoma izvi.
Asi sezvo muri kuMidlands kudai, zvii zvamunovarangarira nazvo?
VaMusipa tinovarangarira kuti munhu akashanda regavhena achitindira zvakanaka uye pakusunungura nyika pando angari magamba, ndo vanga vari vanhu vedu chaivo chaivo, vana vedu vomunzvimbo medu vomumidlands muno. Manje tasara takabata shaya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vazhou nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maita yenyu.
Mr. Chirumanzu, if you may come in. Yes, Mr. Gutu talked about the need to change the way heroes are selected in Zimbabwe.
No, I think this is not a subject to be discussed. So, you know, in the second one, I don't know if I'm a hero. You know, I think it's a question of understanding what is a hero and what is not a hero, what is a heroine and what is not a heroine. And I think the leadership of the country is pointed out clearly that those who think maybe the government is doing something that is wrong, they can also create their own heroes. So they can have their own heroes and heroines.
But right, the only problem, Mr. Chirumanzu, is state funds are used, and people are the ones who pay taxes. I think they have a right to know what's happening if state funds are used, right?
Yeah, but well, this thing of zero status did not start yesterday. This has been going on for many years, and him, Gudu, as an MP, this is the place where he can articulate it. This is the place where he can raise those issues.
Thank you, Mr. Chirumanzu. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, but we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Gazura Chirumanzu, political analyst leaning towards ZANU-PF, Mr. Vunguza Romanyati, former chief Zipra political commissar, Mr. Effort Nkomo, ZANU-PF activist, and also Mr. Obet Gutu, spokesperson MDCT. And we want to thank our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, our viewers and listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.